Call the meeting to order. Clerk, call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Here.
Mr. Johnstone?
Here.
Mr. Shealy?
Here.
Mr. Leskovic?
Here.
Mr. Julian?
Here.
Mr. Lastic? Mr. Stredney?
Here.
Mr. Salito?
Clerk, would you please present the general consent agenda?
Mr. President, we had a presentation. Could we do that prior to doing legislation tonight?
Absolutely. Who do we have at the presentation, Eric?
D with the Shepherd House.
Yes. We have a motion to go ahead and move D to the first. That's all in favor? Opposed? Go ahead, D.
I'm here on behalf of Shepherd House Ministry. I am the secretary and I am the treasurer. I want to let you know our community has been wonderful when it comes to the veterans. Every year, we give Christmas to the veterans out at Washington Square. This year, we had 44 veterans, and it's just so sad to go and see these veterans all crawled up in a ball, laying on a bed, and they don't never ask for anything. And the story that comes to my mind is Officer Mobley was here one night at the council meeting. He said, D, I said, what? There was a veteran that was living in his car at White Elk Park, and every morning, Officer Mobley would go to McDonald's and buy this gentleman two breakfast sandwiches and a cup of coffee every morning and take it to White Elk Park. I said to him at council one night, I said, get me the guy's name. I got connections with Washington Square. I'll make sure that he gets a bed in there. He got a bed in there. So with this being said, if it wasn't for our veterans, we wouldn't have the rights that we do. I will do anything for a veteran. So with that being said, I want you to know we have the best community in Niles. We have the best safety forces in Niles because Chief Holland and the whole police, Niles Police Department, we have raised money for book bags we give away in August for all the kids at the library. We partnered with Akron's Baby Hospital one year. And if it wasn't for the Niles Police Department getting us strollers, car seats, pack and plays, diapers, and we took it out to Akron's Baby Hospital. But we've always done for the veterans. We put a Christmas tree up at the Niles Police Station in the waiting area. And this year, Nicole had called me. We couldn't keep enough stars on the tree. I was going through some health issues, radiation every day. Nicole would call me and say, hey, the tree's empty, but people still want to give to the veterans. And I said, all right, I'll get you more stars. We, this year, put stars on the tree four times. And we're not talking just 10, 20 stars. We're talking 50 to 100 stars. So, with that being said, I want everybody to recognize the Niles Police Department. And Chief Holland, I have a nice, beautiful plaque for you. Thank you so much for what you do for our veterans. I appreciate it.
It's really the community that deserves this because, like she said, the tree kept getting emptied and emptied by people coming in, our officers, our employees. So it's really not about me. It's about the community stepping up and, taking those trees and the stars and bringing in donations. And there are times we couldn't even move in a lot. We had so much stuff in there, so I had to call her all the time. Can you come get this stuff? We can't.
They got one day, come back. The
yeah, so
day.
It's really about the community, and thank you. Appreciate it, though.
We need a motion to approve the general consent agenda.
So moved.
All in favor. All in favor. Motion passed. I'm looking on the council committee reports. We have none. My question I would have on that is, Mr. Julian, we had a couple citizens come in with some concerns, and we have a petition holding about 20 signatures, and there was going to be a public safety meeting called, and we were going to follow up, but I don't want it dying on the vine. Do you have a status on where we're at on that?
Yeah, I was hoping Mr. Profato was going to be here today. Just check his availability. Jim, Todd, you guys good for next week? Tuesday? 5:30? It's fine.
Thank you. Public comments? Do we have any public comments?
Hi, I'm Richard Strong. I live at 1017 Robbins Avenue, and I'm here to bitch. Our alley, which is not an alley, it's a street, still doesn't get treated properly as a street. One pass down the middle is what they do for the alleys. That's not sufficient for my street. I've noticed all over the Niles pages, sidewalks impassable. I'm watching people walk down Robbins Avenue. It's falling down. People walking in the roads where it's dangerous, where it's slippery and it's ice and there's snow. And is this? It's not the city crew's fault here. We need a machine to do this, the main sidewalks that can be walked on. I posted a machine online, and a couple people attacked me because of cost. But hey, that's what it costs. And there's a lot of people in Niles. They walk to get to where they're going. The thing with my alley has been known, and it just continues to happen. I know it's not the city crew saying, you know what, I'm just not going to do that alley because I don't feel like it. So it's somebody that says, don't worry about that alley. And that is got to come from someplace in management. I can't imagine who that would be, but it's boring. If they're doing Gilbert and they're doing Ambrose, why are they waiting to do my street, which runs between the two of them? There should be no waiting. They should be able to get that done. Then, you know, it's, to me, it is almost not worth coming here. What this city council does is so cloaked in secrecy. I don't believe that is an accident. And, you know, I mean, we got jerks like this little douchebag.
Please keep it
direct to chair.
Directed to chair.
Well, okay. President, City Council President Doug Salito, you got douches like this little douchebag sitting here running at the behest of this guy over here. And now there's not just one of him. There's four of them. So ain't nothing going to get done here that guy don't want. Fact of the matter is, he needs to go. He ain't no good as a mayor. He's good as a manager in the office, but outside of that, he doesn't give a crap about his constituents. I bet his street's clean. Mine's still got 3 inches of ice on it from the storm before the one that put 16 inches of snow on it. So, again, you got douchebags like him that shouldn't even be in office.
You're requesting 3 minutes?
Yeah, I am.
A motion for 3 minutes? Mr. Stredney? Second by Mr. Shealy? Clerk, call the roll.
Mr. Waddell?
No.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Mr. Leskovic?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
No.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Stredney?
Yes.
Five yeas, two nays.
Five yeas, two nays. You got three additional minutes.
I'm surprised by that, I will say. However, that doesn't change anything. This guy doesn't get any work done. He doesn't do anything. Look at the Utilities Committee. He was Utilities Committee last time. 2 years, one meeting. One item on there was important, and it was tabled, never taken care of. And I don't even know that it's taken care of to this day. This informative meeting here before this, unless there's a rate hike down the road someplace, I fail to see a reason why there was an informative meeting. And no, you didn't have to open it up to the public, but the fact of the matter is the public should be informed of these things. And we shouldn't the idea that you might as well have kept it closed because we couldn't see what you were looking at. And I noticed that, once again, there doesn't seem to be a Zoom picture for city council. So this.
I'd like to interject, if you don't mind. There is a Zoom. We're doing it differently. So there is a module that is down.
Well, I'm glad to be wrong. Thank you.
Yeah, they.
I'm very glad to be
wrong.
They're
going a little old school. It's just a single camera. It's not going to be the traditional Zoom that people are used to.
Like that, yeah.
But they are watching right now.
That is great. I'm glad to be wrong. I enjoy being wrong like that. So I'm not wrong about this douchebag. I'm not wrong about that douchebag. And that's all I got to say.
Any other public comments?
D, I have one question. I live on Warren Avenue. And by the way, thank you, Mr. Mayor, taking care of my problem in my yard. I need to know, why isn't Hunter Street, where there's a steel mill back there, a priority street? When semis go up and down that street, the last snowfall that we had, our street got plowed, Warren Avenue. But Hunter Street didn't get plowed till like 2 or 3 days later, which I know there was a lot of snow. I understand that, but it was a sheet of ice after our street was already cleaned. Don't you think if semi trucks go up there, it should be a priority street?
D, you got to keep over here.
She was having a hard time speaking. If you don't mind, D, she called me about this over the weekend. We had a conversation. So her question is, I know we do priority plowing based on traffic flows and what have you. Her question was, what is the priority for truck route? You know, going down Warren Avenue and then going up, we have specific truck routes they have to follow. Are those priority one streets?
We'll have to look into that with our street superintendent. I have an answer off the top of my head.
The only reason why I say that, even though this snowplow incident happened, this time a semi-truck come down off Hunter Street and the trailer dislodged with the tractor. The trailer was completely off the tractor from coming off Hunter Street. And one more question, and then I'm done. I got my utility bill, and I understand vacation, holiday. To me, that's no excuse. I want to know why. I got a 36-day electric bill. I understand we didn't get snow until a week ago that we got 36-day electric bills. Some people got 45 days. I seen it with my own eyes.
Mayor, did you have a comment on that before I'm let her go?
Yeah, periodically throughout the year, and it is due to staffing and inclement weather. It's always been like that. As we've conveyed, we recognize that problem, and that issue is specifically because of the manual reads that have to be conducted on the electric meters. With our upcoming electric meter upgrade project, moving to an AMI system, that's going to absolutely fix that issue. It has with the water meters. The reason it's not coinciding is because of the electric meter. So the water meters are pretty much all completed, that project. That'll be finalized in the spring of this year. Electric meters to follow, and once those AMI meters are all installed, we'll be able to set both water and electric to one day, 30 days, 60 days, whatever we choose to do. It'll be a 30-day read. But until the manual reads are eliminated, and due to the staffing issues periodically throughout the year and the inclement weather periodically throughout the year, that's the problem. That's always been the problem. We've identified that and taken a path to rectify that.
Mayor, I have a question. So we did upgrade the software, correct? We're just waiting to upgrade the physical meters now for the...
The billing software? The billing software is in the final stages of the upgrade, transferring from CUSI to SSI. That'll be completed, you sent an email out today, July? July 24th.
So what my suggestion would be, I don't know if that software would allow it. I understand that the physical read was 45 days. Aren't we able to put amount due and cap it at 30, though? I mean, they're still going to pay the same amount. There's 12 months. There's only so many billing cycles. But if we had a 45-day bill, couldn't we just cap amount due at the 30-day mark? Because I know there's a lot of concern online came up with people who are on fixed incomes, and I totally am sympathetic to people that all of a sudden have a higher bill than what they're expected. It's the same bill they'll have in a two-month span, but their out-of-pocket now is higher 1 month and lower the other when they're trying to budget. Is it possible to cap the amount due at 30 days?
What we would do in that situation, if it is not previous issue, we wouldn't require it all. We would put them on a three-month payment plan like we do with all hardship cases. So that would be an option for them to, I would say, yeah. I mean, we would have the ability to do either or through a hardship plan.
Well, I'd like to see Mr. Sheeler call a utilities meeting because I kind of agree. This has been an issue that's went on that we're for a couple years now, right, Aaron? We've talked about this.
I think that's why we made a major investment into the software, right? And that would identify. I've only been on. This is my third year, and I know that we've made a significant investment into that software. And this is what I think we can reap those benefits, right? We need the physical read. They owe the 45 days, but we could just cap how much is due at the time of that bill to try to be sympathetic to those people on fixed incomes.
And we got to be able to find a way. There's set the compute to cut the bill off at 30 days, regardless of when you send it out, because to put somebody on a payment plan when they're paying their bill, their 30-day bill in time, but they have to go on a payment plan to do the other. And then if it's 45 days the next month as well, and all of a sudden they're chasing forever what should be a simple 30-day bill.
I'm saying 30-day bill and then amount forward would be the 15 physical, right? We know that number already. You could have it on the bill if the software allows. That's what I'm asking. And then you just forward that remaining amount due onto their next bill.
The 30 days.
And again, when you get away from manual reads, that is going to trigger that. That is the absolute reason why that's happening. And you can say it was 1 year, 2 years. Guess what? It was happening 15 years ago, 20 years ago. Okay, so we've identified that. We have all collectively agreed to move forward with a system that would absolutely eliminate that, eliminate that larger duration, cap it at 30 days. I believe we can all agree that this is not consistent throughout the years. This is periodic situations, mostly because of the holidays, end of the year, beginning of the year, inclement weather. You know, and we can't, per union contract, keep meter readers in sub-zero weather for 8 hours a day, five days a week, reading meters. Do they read them? Absolutely. But that delays that bill or that meter route, that delays that billing cycle and causes that longer duration. Now, the next month, when weather is conducive, staffing is conducive, that's when we absolutely catch up. So typically how this works out is a 45-day read 1 month, but then the next month it's down to a 25-day read.
I think that's the concern, is that it's not consistent, like you said, and somebody turns and gets a $300-$400 abnormal bill that they're used to, and then people on fixed incomes, it sets them behind. So, again, I'd like to refer this to Mr. Shealy to find a way through utilities to see if we can cap this, because, like Aaron said, James, and I think since you've been on, you've seen as well, we have this concern that keeps coming up about this bill, these large bills. And, you know, there is some people that are on set fixed incomes, and this does set them back. And to find a way to, in modern technology, it's hard to believe that we can't cut the computer off the billing at the 30 days. And then the next will be carried over, like Aaron said, to the next month. So I think that I'd like to see that go to utilities, if you could, Mr. Shealy.
Yeah, I think that's something we could do, just to look at it. And I'm not sure how the software works, but we'd have to discuss that and see how that works and if we're capable of doing that. I see this all the time. You know, people complain about their utility bills. I understand, you know, some people on fixed incomes are struggling sometimes to make ends meet and keep a consistent budget. However, I also want to ask, just as a reminder, you know, for myself, when will we start the program again with the meters, with the electric meters?
Hopefully by the end of the year we commence, and with completion at the end of 2027.
Okay.
Another thing too to remind, I know we have a couple new council members. We're doing the electric meters very differently than how we did the water meters. So the water meters were in installations, and I think that caused some issues with residents, scheduling, what neighborhoods were getting done. This is going to be a comprehensive all-in-one plan, correct?
Any other public comments?
I'd like to stay on the rates real quick, if I could. I had someone reach out to me in the my ward asking about their words, insane sewer rates. They're telling me that our sewer rates are triple the electric rate. Niles, we've always prided ourselves on low utility rates, right? Is this simply us not doing enough self-promotion? Like, I think we need to be a little more transparent and show our rates in comparison to neighboring rates. I don't know what that looks like. But I have a hard time believing the statement that was given that our rates are much higher. Every time we look, our rates are much lower. But so what I'm taking from this comment is a lack of public information as to where we stand, right? Rates are going up for everybody. Our rates are dramatically higher than they were. Dramatically higher than what they are 10 years ago. That's true. But in comparison to other communities, we are still much cheaper. Am I wrong?
You're absolutely correct. I mean, the water rate is 5.25 per 1,000 gallons, cheapest water rate in the area. We had just heard about our electric rates. I challenge anyone to go compare our electric rates, First Energy or other AMP municipalities, and the sewer rate. The actual rate itself is double. I don't know where the triple or quadruple comes into, but the rate, the usage rate itself is approximately double the water rate. That's accurate, correct? So yeah, you're 100% correct. It's,
don't forget trash collection. We have a negotiated rate that's much lower than our neighbors as correct. Well. My point in bringing all this up is I understand that families are having more costs that they have to come out of pocket for. That is a fact. But in comparison, I don't know that they understand how good we are right now as a community. And I don't know what we can do as council or administration to try to educate our residents to what we are doing a great job of keeping those rates affordable. Today's meeting, today's informational presentation, I requested because I know we do it annually, but I also know that Mr. Sheely called a utilities meeting and we're discussing a rate study. You can't do a rate study on one topic without talking about all of your rates, right? We need to forecast with AMP and have them come in and tell us what does the future look like on electric before we can ever have a discussion on water or sewer. So those conversations, these meetings that took place at 5 o'clock today are how we keep those rates so much cheaper than our neighbors. I just wish we did a better job of promoting that to our residents and getting that information out there, because they only get one bill. They don't get a bill from another community to see how much higher that is. They only get ours, and ours are going up. I'm not standing here or sitting here saying that our rates aren't going up. They are, because everything is going up. We have to survive, but we still maintain lower than other communities, and we need to do a better job as a city to promote that specific item.
Any other public comments? I said you're unable. Yeah, 5 minutes. You're not going to be able to. You're out of order.
It isn't necessary. I'm just coming from my phone. Don't.
You're going to have to leave.
Point of order, Mr.
Last warning, you're going to have to leave.
Point of order.
Mr. Helmick's got to go. I'll say, despite the outburst, I want to commend Council after speaking with the law director in regard to, in an orderly manner, allowing people an extension and time to speak. Because anywhere, once you're elected, all the way from the President of the United States down to us, everybody is afforded their First Amendment right. And again, if they're out of line, I'm going to make them leave. But I do think that we don't have to like what's being said, but once you get elected, again, the highest office in the country is subject to criticism and gets it. So I'm going to say that I do think it's commendable and advisable, and after speaking with the law director, to allow such in the future. Again, if they get out of line like that, then they're going to have to go, but we don't always have to like everybody, everyone up here, including myself. We're all subject to be criticized. And we can, as long as it's done in an orderly manner. So, again, I want to commend Council on allowing that time. Usually, if someone's out of line like they were, then they're going to have to go ahead and go. But silencing somebody can lead us into litigation that we don't really need. Is that correct, Mr. Zuzulo?
Yes, that's correct.
Other public comments? Clerk, could you present today's legislation?
Draft number 18-26 to be brought to the floor for the second time, an ordinance appointing and reappointing members to various boards as required by the Ohio Revised Code and or Niles Codified Ordinance and declaring an emergency.
Motion to suspend and adopt.
Second.
Clerk.
Mr. Waddell? Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Mr. Leskovic?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic? Mr. Stredney?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft number 18-26 has received a second reading.
So I made a motion to suspend and adopt. We are just slightly behind on this. Instead of giving it three readings, we were going to just do the two. So we're just a reading off, but motion was to suspend and adopt.
I apologize. Motion to adopt?
That's what we just voted on.
Apologize. Phil was in my ear. So draft number 1826 has been adopted.
Put you two up.
Council roll. Read the next draft, please.
Amended draft number 12-26 to be brought to the floor for the third time. An ordinance amending Niles Codified Ordinance 143.02 Auxiliary Police and declaring.
Motion for a third reading.
Motion for a third reading by Mr. Julian.
Second.
Second by Mr. Shealy. Call the roll.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Mr. Leskovic?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Stredney?
Motion to adopt.
Motion to adopt by Mr. Julian, second by Mr. Stredney. Call the roll.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Mr. Leskovic?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Stredney?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft number 12-26 has been adopted under council rules. Clerk, read the consent agenda, please.
The following drafts will be part of the consent agenda being brought to the floor for the first time, passed together with suspension of three readings and adopted as an emergency. Draft number 2226, an ordinance amending ordinance number 0926, known as the authorized strength ordinance. Draft number 2526, an ordinance authorizing the appropriation of funds from the unappropriated fire loss claims fund for refund of fire loss claim. Draft number 2626, resolution authorizing the City of Niles to apply for and accept the Norfolk Southern Safety First Grant for a new battery-powered Genesis cutter extrication tool. Draft number 2726, an ordinance authorizing the service director to advertise for bids and enter into contract for the TRU, Summit Ave, and Olive Street Mill and Fill project. Draft number 2826, an ordinance authorizing the safety director to purchase through Sourcewell Cooperative a hyperdrive lawnmower for the light department. Draft number 2926, an ordinance accepting the annexation of 122.632 acres of certain property in Wethersfield Township to the City of Niles. Draft number 30-26, an ordinance authorizing the mayor and the safety director to enter into an agreement with the Trumbull County Board of Commissioners for Indigent Legal Services. Draft number 3126, an ordinance authorizing the appropriation of funds from the unappropriated general fund and approving a then and now payment request for Trumbull County Indigent Defense Representation for years 2024 and 2025.
Council's pleasure.
Motion to suspend and adopt.
Second.
Motion to suspend and adopt by Mr. Johnstone, second by Mr. Shealy. Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Mr. Leskovic?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Stredney?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Your consent agenda has been adopted under council roll. That concludes today's business. General comments. Mayor?
Thank you. I just want to, if there's any left, recognize and commend our nonprofit group. Work they do with the veterans. I think everyone appreciates that, as does the community. And also recognize and commend our city employees across the board. Up to this point, this has been a very harsh winter up to this point. I know there's still a lot left, and the way that they have responded to the harsh conditions and the winter emergency over the last couple weeks, I do want to commend them for their service to the citizens. Thank you.
Mr. Merlo?
No comment.
Treasurer? Mr. Service Director?
With respect to what the mayor just said, our water department has been fighting multiple breaks one after another. They put over 24 hours in one day working on water breaks. And these guys respond. They take care of it. They don't complain. And we're proud of them. Pass that on.
Mr. Safety Director? Chief? Chief? Mr. Waddell?
I would like to concur with what you just said there. You're doing a great job. It's been a very trying couple of days. They're out there doing the work, along with the street department. Excellent job. Thanks.
Mr. Johnstone?
Obviously, echo the same sentiment, but I also want to touch on Shepherd's House Ministry. You know, I know they had left, but they do so much for our local veterans in the area, and it was nice of them to recognize our police department along with our police chief, but they deserve a lot of recognition as well.
Sheely?
To say that our city services are by far the best in this area, I would say. You know, with what we had to deal with this past week with heavy amount of snow and sub-zero temperatures, you know, our kids were out of school for a full week because of the sub-zero temperatures. However, we also need to remind the public that we still have to get out and shovel our sidewalks. You know, we need to keep those clear. You know, if there's an emergency, you have the mailman coming through. Not only that, you have kids that are walking in the streets now. I had a resident contact me with this concern, but we have got to remind the public to get out there. If you're able-bodied, clear your sidewalks. If not, some people, if you're able-bodied, help your neighbor. If they're elderly, get out there, help them clear those sidewalks, because we got a lot of kids that still have to walk these sidewalks to get to school.
Anything else, Frank? Mr. Julian? Mr. Lastic? Mr. Stredney? I just had two things. One, I want to wish Mr. Stredney luck as a candidate for county auditor. And number two, I got a second phone call today from Mr. Ragazine, a second family, I mean his being the second one, asking about the recognition of the military signs coming up. And he was willing to pay the additional cost. He has a family member, I guess it would be his father, that wanted to have a Purple Heart put on it, which is a pretty significant thing when being he, you know, received it, was injured. And he's willing to pay any additional cost, if there is one. But I think that what would be the ability to go ahead and do so?
A1. They'd want us another banner? Yeah. Military banner? Hometown Heroes banner?
No.
Yeah, I would direct him.
Into that we, if he's willing to, I don't know if you call it special order, but he's willing to pay the cost, the recognition of.
He should call that company.
Well, I don't think he can directly do it, right? He can't really direct deal on that. That'd be have to go through them, probably. But, I mean, he's saying if we put, when he fills out his paper, he'd like to have the recognition of the Purple Heart or how something of the, and he's willing to pay any additional cost. I mean, I think it sounds reasonable if there's.
I would think you just put that on the application. Is this just a Hometown Heroes banner program?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I would just have him call Director Mark Polanyi. Mark Polanyi. I would have him call Mark or Mark's secretary, Denise, about that.
He said he spoke with Mr. Polanyi. Mr. Polanyi had told him that, well, if we do that, for one, we're going to have to do it for everybody. Well, if they fill out that paper and request that on there, even if there's an additional cost as he's willing, I don't see a reason why we wouldn't be able to accommodate them.
Who is this you're speaking of?
They're
requesting to be able to have that done. I mean, these banners are custom made. There's not like it's a cookie cutter. They're all done individually with someone's photo. So how would they go about having that Purple Heart put on there?
I think they would just put it on the application. Is this Sam?
Yes, this is Sam's second one.
Can you have him call me just so I'm clear on what exactly he wants?
All right, I'll forward that on. But yeah, he wanted the Purple Heart recognized, and you're right, maybe that can be just put into the application. I have nothing else. Anyone else? Motion adjourned.
Second.
By Mr. Lasek, second by